Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome back to another Q&A. It's Hello Darkness. We need to dim the lights and play the good old Hello Darkness, my old friend, because that's what it feels like this week with all the carnage. I've got Survive with me, and Lenti is from the Discord. Evening, guys. How are we?
I'm good, Cookie. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yeah, a bit rattled with all this carnage going on, I must say. There's been plenty of it. Yeah, we'll get straight into the questions. The first question is from King Country. With the Sharks middle stocks in casualty, I have seen a lot of hype around McInnes getting more solid minutes because of this. Do you think McInnes is going to get those extra minutes? And also, would someone like a Tom Hazelton at 436K be a better investment, given the Sharks forward pack with, I think, Finucane, Royce Hunt, and there's another one. Is it Rudolph? There's a few of them that are out at the moment, Survive.
Yeah, there's Royce Hunt, Del Finucane, and I think, can't remember, but...
I think it's Rudolph.
Yeah, Toby Rudolph, yeah. They lost them all against the Tigers last week.
Yeah, and I think they're out for, like, between 3 to 6 weeks. Like, some of the three-week range and others are 4 to 6 weeks.
They've said 2 to 4 for most of them. I think one of them's 4 to 6, but yeah.
So what do you make around the McInnes thing? Like, if you have him, you're holding, but if not, you're probably waiting till after the bye, given the Sharks have the bye.
Yeah. I wouldn't really bring in McInnes if you don't have him right now. It's just, yeah, obviously the bye next week, and then we could see them back in 2 weeks, which is straight after the bye. And with Hazelton, I'd have to more see on, like, how many minutes he gets. It's still not confirmed, and obviously the bye as well. So I wouldn't really buy any Sharks players right now. Yeah,
that's a good point. Unless you've got Hines, obviously you're holding, but apart from that, avoid Sharks. The second part of his question is around Burbo. Is he a trade-up, 15 points in 60 minutes? Is worried about the Schuster thing, but Schuster's not even in the 21, and he's talking about Waddell's impact off the bench. But, I mean, that was a strange old game, and if Burbo's probably getting the 60 minutes again this five, and I think he's a hold. I think we've got more urgent issues, Survive.
Yeah, and also the thing with Burbo is most of us are playing him at centre. So if you think about it in hindsight, 15 points for a centre isn't the worst. We know his upside, so he's a hold for now.
Yeah, and there's no such sign of Schuster there, so I agree. And then the next question, the third part of his question is around Kai Pierce-Paul. Now, I like him. I think if you need an edge, he's a good option, given that Dylan Lucas isn't on the bench anymore. And from what I saw last week, he looked like very good. He made 39 tackles, you know, 100 run meters. I think he got a 61 or 62. So if you could get him this week, I think he's a good buy. But if you want to wait a week, that's also not the worst thing. But if you're really set on him and you don't have other issues, I think go for it and get him. You know, he should get up above 650K, you know, and he could be like a cut price option, like a fringe keeper at that 550k Survive.
Yeah. Also, we just got a question from someone on the Facebooks. They're asking Fini Fayaki or Willison.
Okay, Fini Fayaki or Willison. I think I'd go Fini Fayaki, just because he's starting, and I think he's going to get those 55, 60 minutes. If you have Galvin, I think I'd be getting Fini Fayaki this week.
I'm actually the opposite. I'd rather Willison because we know Haas is out for for a month. Piakura is out for a month. And there's only two props on that bench for the Broncos. And their starters aren't even like big minute players. So I could see Willison getting about 40, 50 minutes. And we know he's really good.
So you think Willison might sort of get 20 on the edge, 25 on the edge, and then 20 in the middle? Is that what you're saying?
I think you could play the 40 in the middle, just straight out.
Yeah, and you think that Jaden Hunt's going to get play 80 minutes on that edge?
Yeah. Or Corey Oates could come in with like 60, 20.
Yeah, so they're probably not bad options either way. You know, you're probably you're going to be okay with who you go.
It's just what you need, because Willison does have the DPP, while Finney only has Edge.
Yeah, and just to that, back to that final part of that other guy's question, what are your thoughts on Kai Pierce-Paul survive?
If you can afford him, he is a pretty hefty price this week, about 550k. If you can afford him, he's a good player. But the thing is, Edge usually has a bit of value right now, and it's not a big problem with many teams. So I'll probably hold off, unless you're pretty solid on everything else and you can afford it, go for it.
I think the problem is, Survive, is that people have lost Lukey, people have lost Wong, people are now losing Piakura. Joe Chan had the hand infection and had a minor surgery done. He's still in rehab, rehabbing it. He's in doubt for next week, so we could also lose him next week to Sean Bloor as well.
Most people also have halves and wing fullback issues this week.
Yeah.
Probably Hooker as well if you don't have a backup to Grant. So it's just Edge isn't the big thing, because we've still got Stitley. We've still got Finney if you bring him in. Willison if you decide to bring him in. Still a few good options.
Yeah, maybe just if you don't have any other fires to put out, then you can look at Kai Pierce-Paul. Yeah. The next question is from Rick Survive. He's asking about needing a wing fullback to field 16 or 17. He's asking around getting Karaz and Talagi, the Eels' number six. Can also trade Chan or Hughes out. He's also talking about Gutherson potentially as an option. So he's proposing trades there, and most of them involve trading like a Burbo out or a Sam Hughes. Now, Sam Hughes slowly is still making us money, right? And he's a green dot. So, I mean, you'd probably hold him, right?
I'm personally selling Samuela Hughes this week. The problem with Hughes is he's on the bench. Obviously, he's an injury or two away to being on the starting side, but he's such a slow cash burn and he's not getting the minutes. So, I mean, if you can get him out and you're playing 17 this week, I don't mind it. But if you're playing 16, I wouldn't sell a green dot this week.
How many do you have out Survive this week, just while we're at
I've got 17 with selling Hughes out.
So how many, like, before trades, how many red dots?
Before trades, I had five red dots.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, I had eight. But, so, we he's proposing Hughes to Iroh. I don't think that's a play.
Because
Nicaro's going to be back. And
Talakai back to centre.
Yeah, but and then he proposes the Sam Hughes to Talagi. But then he's proposing trading Burbo to Karaz. I don't like trading Burbo.
Yeah, I don't like the Burbo part. Look, he could afford Gutherson instead of Karaz. Let me just, Gutherson's about 20k cheaper, so he can sell Levy instead of Burbo and get Gutherson instead.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the podcast yesterday, Timmy did mention that Gutherson averages 13 points more without Moses.
Yeah, so that could be a pod play. He is also proposing Hughes to Finifuiaki and Levi to Jaden Campbell, but do we want to wait a week on Campbell, given we're a bit worried how the Titans are sort of going?
Yeah, it's just the Titans, they haven't really had a good start to the season, and I think Jaden Campbell might be an impact to that. So we'll just wait a week on it.
Yeah, and just with the Karaz thing, Survive, given that the Bulldogs are, you know, they've got South this week who aren't playing well, then I think they've got a couple of hard matchups. Do you think, like, if you got Karaz, like, do you think you'd be putting him at your wing fullback or your centre? I guess it doesn't matter. Like, do you think you'd still get him, like, this week?
Like, getting him, look, if you need the cash, he does have a low break even and you can afford it, sure. But you got to remember, he is at 580k. And you could get Gutherson, who, basically averages about 50 without Moses. So you've got to keep that in mind.
I mean, did have the Titans who were dreadful last week. And the week prior, he scored 35 and 30, I think. So
25 and 35.
Yeah, that's right. So,
but to be fair, those two games, Karaz did move to wing with injuries those weeks. So that is also something to keep in mind. His scores at centre are, like, much, much better than at wing.
Karaz being the bit, like, at center, that his average is in the 40s, I think, and his job security there should be pretty good. Yeah, he seems to have locked that spot down. So, yeah, Karaz is probably a pretty good option, guys.
Thank you. Just before we go on to the next question, we've got another Facebook one. Griffo's asked, I have three captaincy options to choose from this week. Logic dictates to go Hines by default, but Tyrell May starting could be good for 60, as should Hines, who surely plays big minutes with the Sharks' injuries to their frontline middles. Who would be your pick?
Hines.
Yeah, I'd go Hines as well.
Yeah.
But Tyrell May is a nice pod.
Yeah, I agree. With Finifuiaki from Huntley Hurricane, just the fact he got 40 points with a try scare you off from last week? Or do you think he's asking about the best cashy outside Galvin? Do you think it's Finifuiaki or is it Talagi?
Look, the thing with Talagi is the Parramatta Eels, they've got a bunch of good players in the reserve grade who can obviously just take off the spot. You've got Dejan Arcee, Ethan Sanders, Brendan Hands. We don't know. Talagi could be dropped next week for all we know. But we know Finney has the spot locked in until Lukey's back.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thing is, Finney did score well off the bench in that Lukey injury game, but last week he was off it. He didn't look that good fancy-wise. So, yeah. But, yeah, Finney's probably the better cheapie right now because we don't know about Talagi.
Yeah, I agree with that. The next one's from Gazman asking around, with the spate of injuries and two trades, how do we balance the need for having good points versus good cash gen early in the season? What do you make around that, Survive? Do you think, like, get two cows like a Galvin and Finifuiaki that he's suggesting, then use the cash to get two guns next week?
Yeah, probably. If you don't have Galvin right now, you have to bring him in. It just, his break-even's so low, he's playing super well, and just if you don't have him, you're going to miss out. He's like the Preston of this year.
I agree. And cash gen's king early, right? Like, it's not all about guns. It's about building the cash.
Yeah. Because if you go guns, we've already seen the carnage. And when they lose out, it's just hard to, like, get rid of them.
Yeah. The next one's from 2Dig. He needs some trade advice. He's talking about trading out Chan to Jaden Campbell and Piakura to Talagi. And he's got his team there, Survive. What do you make of that with Piakura likely out those probably close to a month? Would you hold fire one more week on these moves, or do you think he should pull the trigger?
Look, it just depends on your team. Piakura, he is out for a month, but he's got the cash in him. We know he's going to make it.
Yeah.
And Jaden Campbell, before we know, he could be a dud like Heaney was. He could average 20 or 30, and then you're losing cash. So if he can play 17 this week, I'd rather him hold trades, just do the Chan to Talagi, and assess next week.
Yeah, and if you've only got one or two red dots, you can afford to hold Piakura, right, if you don't have many Sharks or Penrith players.
Yeah, you can hold Piakura.
Yeah, I think so. So maybe hold fire on those a week. The next one is around the Finifuiaki or Willison. We already kind of answered that.
Survive. Yeah, we answered this before.
The next one is about Liam Henry. Do you think we've missed the boat on him? I feel like it's a bit awkwardly priced now.
He is awkwardly priced, but you haven't missed the boat. I mean, for we know, he could move up to the starting side, or he could be Maverick Gaia. Gaia is also a good one to look out for on that bench.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Panthers are down a few forwards. I'm pretty sure they've got James Fisher-Harris out and Scott Sorensen for like a while. And Lindsay Smith isn't a really big minute player, and so is Luke Garner. So you could see Gaia or Henry come in.
All right. The next question is from Ro Bulgado. It is around, do I stick with getting Turbo this week, or do I put the C on Tyrell May? So he's like wondering if he brings in Turbo, does he captain him, or does he not bring in Turbo and get Jaden Campbell instead, save the 200K to then allow the funds to upgrade Satili to a mid-ranger in Kai Pierce-Paul the week after? Would you just stick with getting Turbo in and worry about the rest later?
Yeah, I'd go Turbo. Jaden Campbell, we've said it so many times today, we don't know his role right now. We don't know how much he scores, and Turbo's a lock. He's got the Dragons this week.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Tino news as well has hurt the Titans.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, Turbo, you know, against the Dragons this week, he could get a couple of tries, couldn't he? A couple of try assists. Yeah, and he has looked like breaking out as well, hasn't he? Like, he's looked close. Yeah, so
But
get Turbo.
even if he gets Turbo, I don't mind the Tyrell May captain as well. So that's something he can keep in mind.
The next question is around Finafuiaki. Is it too late to get him next week?
Give me one second. Let me check his break even.
I think it's around three, the break even.
Yeah, I'll just make sure.
It's just going to depend how he scores this week, I think.
Yeah, it is four. So yeah, if he gets less than 30, like he was paced on for last week, it won't be too late next week. But if he does get the 40 or 50, he will jump to about 370K. So yeah, it's just something you got to keep in mind.
We have another question here from Mason. He's asking around Moses to Teddy because he badly needs a wing fullback and Teddy's killing it. And then he's also asking around Jacob Gagai to Tulagi or Willison. Would you prefer Jacob Gagai to Willison because of the job security, Savard?
I'd go Willison over Talagi, but I think Talagi has the higher upside in my opinion because he did score 42 at center, but Willison has the better job security and he also has DPP.
Would you get Teddy as well? He's proposing the Moses to Teddy.
I'm actually really high on Teddy. If you can afford Teddy, he's someone you probably need to get.
The next question is from Tiggs. He's asking around if you had to get a half this week, not name Hines, who would it be? I think Fogarty or Dylan Brown are
Yeah,
both good
Dylan Brown's
options,
a good
Savard.
one. You could also think of getting Daly Cherry Evans. He is a bit cut price right now, under 800K. If you think he pulls it up against the Dragons this week, he's also got the that's a good matchup, the Dragons.
I just think with Brooks there, it's taking some points off DCE. Like, I just feel like maybe look at him later in the year. I don't feel comfortable on getting a DCE right now.
I was looking through it. Brooks isn't taking that many kick meters off Daly Cherry Evans, so that's not the reason. Maybe Daly Cherry just had a slow start, so I don't know. Yeah, Dylan Brown and Fogarty are good options as well.
Yeah, I agree. The next question is from Pasco Fiasco asking around, would you captain Carraz given he's playing South this week or would you stick it on May? Like, personally, I think you have to stick it on May.
Look, Kiraz could get a 90 this week. He could get a 30 this week. It's just he's not a consistent player, so it's a risk. It's a pot option. If he goes well, you're cheering, but if he goes like the 30, you've like lost a bunch of points in captaincy.
Obviously, if you've got a Carrigan or a Hines or someone like that, you're going to captain them. But if not, Tyrrell May or Turbo as a pod are probably the good options. The next one is from Durr. He's saying that the injuries have hit him hard. He's proposing Siwa Wong to Galvin and he's proposing trading Cleary out to Dylan Brown. Now, I don't like the Cleary one, Survive. I think you've got to hold Cleary. I think he also had Keeney in the wing fullback. So I'd probably look at upgrading Keeney to a Finafuiaki or someone, or even Jaden Campbell if you can't get up higher to like a Turbo. And then he's proposing.
Does he need a wing fullback this week to play?
Let me just have a quick look. Give me a sec.
And
Yeah,
also,
so
does he have
he's got
Bostock?
Keeney at wing fullback. He's got Carraz, Keeney, and Rapana in the back three. Yeah, so he does need a wing fullback because he's got Keeney there and he's only got Carraz and Rapana as green dots.
So you can downgrade Keeney to a you can hit Keeney to Galvin. That's probably a lock.
He does need a wing
Cool.
fullback, though, Survive.
Yeah. So he could probably do Wong to Bostock. I mean, Bostock is a bit 330, but he does have the Titans this week, and we saw what Kiraz did last week.
But
So.
hold on, mate. He's got a lot of bank spare, 700 and something K. So
Oh.
if you minus the Cleary to Brown, he's still got 600 K spare. So you could do Wong to Galvin, and then you could do Keeney to Turbo.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, if you can afford that, yeah. But if you can afford Teddy as well, I think I'd prefer Teddy over Turbo,
And
just at
just
this
on
stage.
Wong, he's in the 19 jersey still at like the cutoff tonight. So just wait and see if he's added as a late onto the bench tomorrow before you actually sell him.
Yeah.
Like those team lists.
But
anything
I think
else you want
still
to add there, Survive?
I think he still needs a wing fullback, so he probably might just afford selling Wong if he's on the bench.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he will lose cash, Wong, on the bench.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, mate?
No. Is there any more questions with that all?
That's all the questions, mate. Yeah. Nice and quick one. Just over 20 minutes, just how we like it. All the best this week, guys. Don't stress too much, even though I know it's hard. Stick to the process. And also, like this week, if you're just trading someone in to get a 17, it might be better playing with a 16 and getting the actual guy that you want.
Yeah, and also don't force trades. If it's a bad, if you think, if your gut's telling you it's a bad trade, just fill in 17, don't do it.
Yeah.
You'll
All right,
regret
guys,
it later on.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me, Survive. All the best, guys.
All
Have
the
a
best.
Good round, and we will chat to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.